Good morning. We're having fun with this microphone today, aren't we? Yeah. You know, what sound does the microphone make? Yeah. It makes that noise today. I got a question for you. How many of you have been to the zoo?
I went to the zoo.
Did you? Cool. And did you see a lot of animals? Yeah, did you see lions? What sound does a lion make? Oh, come on, you can do louder than that. I mean, lions are loud. There you go, yeah. Yeah, how about at the zoo, have you seen giraffes? Yeah, what sound does a giraffe make?
I don't know.
Giraffe. We don't really know, do we? You ever heard a giraffe? No, me either. How about an elephant? It sounds like we had an elephant out here. Carol, was that you? Hey, David, really? Goodness gracious. Oh, let's see. There's lots of different animals. How about a monkey? Zoo and I hear, ooh. That means there's a monkey around? Yeah. Or does it mean there's some kids from St. Jacob's around? Yeah. Well, you know, do they have sheep at the zoo?
No.
Do you know what sound a sheep makes?
Nah. I think they might have some.
They might have them, you don't know? Well, I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been to the Riverbank Zoo. I haven't been there in a number of years. But the North Carolina Zoo had sheep. But you didn't get really close to them to hear what noise they made. But they make a bad noise, right? Is that they make? Cool. Did you know that you're sheep?
Yeah.
And so do you walk around the world all day long going, bah? No? What noise do you make? Is that the noise you make? Yeah. What if you're hungry? What noise do you make?
I'm hungry.
What if you're thirsty? What noise do you make?
I'm thirsty.
What if your mom won't let you go out and play, but you want to go out and play? What noise do you make? You make lots of different noises, don't you? Yeah. You know what? We also, you know, sheep have a shepherd. And so we have a shepherd, right? Our shepherd is Jesus. You're exactly right. And you know what? Jesus knows every single noise you make. He does. He knows every single noise you make. And he hears them all. And he knows the things that you need. He knows the things that you want. And he supplies those things in his own time and in his own way so that you have an abundant life. But your shepherd also makes a noise. Jesus teaches us in our gospel today that my sheep know my voice. And when I call, they come to me. Have you ever heard Jesus' voice? Well, how are you going to come to him if you don't know his voice? You've heard his voice. You've heard Jesus' voice. When you read the Bible and the Gospels, you hear Jesus' voice. When you say prayers, you come see me? Maybe not. Maybe so. Oh, there we go. Yeah. There we go. See? You know, I didn't just fall off the truck. 4 kids and a grandson and one on the way. You know, I know how to do this, okay? Yeah. You know, this is another way that the sheep hear the voice of the shepherd. Okay, when you recognize a pastor, and you've had other pastors, right? But they speak with the same voice. They speak with the voice of Jesus. When your Sunday school teacher teaches you a lesson, they speak with the voice of Jesus. When you pray and your prayers are answered, your answers come with the voice of Jesus. You know Jesus' voice. All the things that you hear that are good and true and good for you and are the word of God, that's Jesus' voice. And you hear it and you come to him. You've all come here today and you've come to hear the voice of Jesus. We've had songs, we've had prayers already. We're about to hear scripture readings. All of those are the voice of Jesus and we recognize his voice, okay? So let's give thanks to the way Jesus gets our attention. Let's give thanks for the voice that Jesus has for us and that we, his sheep, can hear him and understand him and follow him. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do give you thanks that you have given to us your sheep, a good shepherd who is Christ the Lord. When he calls to us, make us attentive so that we can hear and do the things that he calls us to do, so that we can share the love that you have for us with all people. And we pray this in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. All right, we'll see you all next week.